we said that armies and militaries expanded massively and you had to raise much more money to pay for them, and as a result you have the origins of taxation systems and systems of sovereign debt. But these outlasted the wars they were created for, isn't that right?
They did. Well, the consequence in England is quite interesting. As soon as the 9 Years' War was over, that was in 1697, the English Parliament, which had, you know, given William the money to fight the war every year, and this was a huge increase in public expenditure, and the guys who were sitting in Parliament were the very guys, you know, they were having to pay the taxes. But as soon as the war was over, they insisted on the army being reduced right down in size, and William was, you know, very reluctant to agree to that. But of course he had no choice, because the balance of power had passed from his accession, and with his need, his dependence on Parliament for money for the war, the balance of power had really passed from the king to the Parliament. That old 17th century battle between the Stuarts and Parliament has in fact been won by Parliament because of, if you like, of William's expenditure need. There was no getting away from his dependence on Parliament for two reasons. First of all, the debt still had to be met, and so Parliament had to continue to grant the taxation to do that, the wartime debt. And secondly, of course, one of the conditions for all this was that Parliament would take place on a triennial basis. That is to say, there had to be an election every 3 years. The Stuarts used to have the system of saying, well, if they didn't agree with Parliament, they just tightened their belts a bit, they sent the Parliament home, and they staggered on with a very small army. But in William's case, debt was there, and there was no staggering on about it. So from then on, England was, you know, Parliament has met every year since his time without fail. And much the same situation happened in Ireland in the 18th century. The Irish Parliament, which in the 17th century and earlier had met only, you know, irregularly or even spasmodically, was meeting throughout the 18th century on a regular basis.
So in a way, there's no representation without taxation.
Well, definitely. That is the whole point of the dispute between the English Parliament and the Stuarts in the 17th century. He who pays the piper calls the tune, if you like to put it another way.